So, hey, howdy, hey, y'all. It's me, Riding Fling. I think that part is obvious, but I feel the need to say it. So, right now, I am on the river fishing by myself, sitting here in my bikini and shorts, doing this thing my daddy calls feeding the fish. Because so far, I have had 3 fish on the line and 3 fish have gotten away. I'm feeding them. So while I'm fishing, I'm going to eat my very first peach of the summer. And this is something I challenge all y'all to do, is like find that food that is just absolutely, for lack of a better word, orgasmic, and eat it and make a recording of you eating it. And while I'm eating this peach, I am going to talk about my first time getting it on the beach. I'm not so much on a beach as I'm on a bank that's collapsing into the water. It stopped collapsing. There used to be more beach, but right now the river's really full. So I'm like on this like little strip of sand on a bank that's like slowly collapsing as we speak. But it's kind of cool. I'm sitting here. I'm comfy. I'm chilling. Waiting for another bite. Hopefully that one doesn't get away. So anyway, so here we go. First bite of my first perfectly ripe peach of the summer. And I'm going to record it because somebody requested it. And because I mentioned peaches and I was talking about how like, oh my God, like the first peach of summer is amazing. Like you smell it and it smells like summer and it just smells like sunshine. Like I equate peaches with sunshine, peaches and mangoes. There is nothing better than a perfectly ripe first peach of summer or a mango from India. It's like pure sunshine. So anyway, here I go. Oh my God. It's so good. Oh my gosh. It's so good. Nom, nom, nom. Anyway, so sitting here on the beach has prompted me to think about, there's wind and it's blowing sand at me. So the very first time that I hooked up on a beach, it was, when was it? It was my first or second year, it was first year of university. It was first year of university and some friends and I, it was finals were over and we decided we were just going to go to a beach for the day because it was really sunny. It was really nice. So we loaded up. And my friends, there's a bug attached to another bug flying past me. God, even nature is horny. So, So we load up the car and we head out to a beach near Vancouver. I don't know which one it was. We drove for like an hour though. It was crazy talk. And we get up there and we unpack and we're chilling and it's fun and we're in the sun and we're tanning. Much like I am now, except I had more clothes on because I was a lot more self-conscious back then. Which is weird because like I was a lot thinner back then. Like I was in good shape and I looked good and I was so self-conscious. And now I'm kind of like roly-poly and icky, but I am definitely not self-conscious. I love it. I am sitting out in the sun and it is awesome. So anyway, we get to the beach, and I'm totally babbling right now. I'm sorry. So, and we decide, okay, we'll stay out here. We'll probably stay out and do dinner and whatever in the area. We have lots of food. So, while we're out there, we ran into some guys from my school's lacrosse team, who also had the same idea. Finals were over. And one of them had been in my philosophy class that semester, and it was intro to morals of philosophy or something like that. Some crazy talk. There was Kant in, yeah, Immanuel Kant's a real piss. I'm babbling, I'm sorry. So anyway, there's this one guy, and he was in my class, and he was gorgeous. He just happened to fall into that tall, bearded, and tattooed category that I really, really like. So we wound up hanging out with them, and he and I wound up talking all day about class and how the final went and how we thought we did. And, you know, we kind of hit it off. He was actually fun to talk to. He wasn't your typical dumb jock, and he wasn't your typical pretty boy or anything like that. Like, he was good looking, but he was fun to talk to. He actually had stuff to say and opinions, which was great. I'm totally chewing in your ear right now, and I'm sorry. But it was so good. I am so happy right now eating this peach. You have no idea. So to skip all the boring details, he and I wind up going for a walk together. And we're walking up the beach and we kind of find this secluded spot. And, you know, I'm surprised my peach doesn't taste more like fish eggs, because that's what I'm using for bait is roe, which is fish eggs that we caught last summer, and we took the roe out of the female, the fish eggs out of the female, and we smushed them together between two pieces of board with a weight on top with some like coarse salt between newspaper to make our own bait. That's where I've been feeding the fish. So, this peach is so good. You have no idea. But, like, I am getting turned on eating this peach. I can't lie to you. Anyway. So he and I wind up making out. We're in this public beach. Like, anybody could walk along at any moment. And it's kind of secluded, kind of not. Like, people could walk by, but there's nobody around. So we wound up making out. And before you knew it, like, the tank top I was wearing that day was, like, pushed up around my chest. And, like, of course he wasn't wearing a shirt because we were at the beach. And, like, his shorts were down around his ankles. And, like, he was trying to, like, get my shorts off. And it was just frantic teenager making outness. It was just kissing. And, like, we were kissing each other so hard. Our teeth were slamming off each other. And that hurt, but it was kind of hot at the same time. And he slowly got my shorts down around my ankles and had me step out of my shorts. Like, I didn't even get my shorts fully off. Like, I had 1 foot out of my shorts before he had me up against this tree. And, like, one leg was wrapped around his waist and he was pounding inside of me. And it was absolutely amazing. It was one of those things where there wasn't a lot of foreplay and I was, like, not as wet as I should have been. And it hurt, but it hurt so good. And he wasn't the biggest. Like, he's nowhere close to being the biggest. But it just, oh, the stretch. That initial, like, thrust when you feel that stretch, especially when you're just getting fucked right off the bat, it just feels absolutely amazing. And that's what he was doing. And, again, it was just two teenagers who barely knew what they were doing just going at it. And it felt so good. And I don't know what happened, but before I knew it, we fell and we were like in the sand, and because there was like trees and it was right next to the sand and it was stupid. And we wound up like rolling and like wrestling each other because I was trying to get on top and he was trying to be on top and we were rolling around, and it was in the sand of all the things that you could roll around in, with sand. And, you know, and he let me play with my clit, and then he wouldn't let me play with it. He kept making me stop before I could orgasm, and I wanted to punch him in the face. And, so we wound up rolling around in the sand, and that just got itchy really quick. Like, it was... Oh, sorry! Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just, like, shoved my whole peach in my mouth. I got something on the line, which is awesome, but my reel is being a douche nozzle. Shit. Oh, it's fighting. Yay! But why is the reel being so stupid? Oh, I can see it. I am so excited right now. You have no idea. Ah, I wish you could see this. I'm so excited. So anyway, neither of us came because we were rolling in the sand and sand got all sorts of inconvenient places and it sucked. And, oh, come on. I've almost got it like reeled in. It's so close. Oh, I'm almost there. Come on. It's a little rainbow trout. He's so tiny. I'm so excited. And I just can't find it. So I got sand in my vagina for the very first time. And like, oh my God. And shit. This little dude is fighting it.
And it's my dad's fishing rod, so I'm, like, terrified of, like, breaking it. He's, like, bending this thing right over. And so that was really uncomfortable, getting sand in my vagina. So I made him stop because it was, like, little tiny pieces of glass shredding apart my labia. It was pretty fucking awful. And I wasn't going to get him off because if I wasn't coming, then... Fuck! Shit! Gosh darn motherfucker! The little shit got off the line. Ah! I just fed another fish. I don't even know.
Writing fling. I think that part is obvious, but I feel the need to say it. So, right now, I am on the river fishing by myself, sitting here in my bikini and shorts, doing this thing my daddy calls feeding the fish. Because so... Come on! It's a little rainbow trout. He's so tiny! I'm so excited! And I just can't find it! Oh, so I got sand in my vagina for the very first time, and like, oh my god! And, shit, this little dude is fighting it, and it's my dad's fishing rod, so I'm, like, terrified of, like, breaking it. He's, like, bending this thing right over, and so, that was really uncomfortable, getting sand in my vagina, so, I made him stop, because it was, like, little tiny pieces of glass shredding apart my labia. It was pretty fucking awful. And I wasn't going to get him off because if I wasn't coming, then... Fuck! Shit! Gosh darn motherfucker! The little shit got off the line! Ah! I just fed another fish. I don't even know. Shredding apart my labia. It was pretty fucking awful. And I wasn't gonna get him off because if I wasn't coming, then... Fuck! Shit! Gosh darn motherfucker! The little shit got off the line! Ah! I just fed another fish. I don't even know. Shredding apart my labia. It was pretty fucking awful. And I wasn't gonna get him off because if I wasn't coming, then... Fuck! Shit! Gosh darn motherfucker!
shit got off the wall.
So, I don't even know. Hey, y'all.
It's me, Riding Fling. I think that part is obvious, but I feel the need to say it. I'm going to record it.
But it's kind of cool. I'm sitting here.
Somebody requested it. And because I mentioned peaches, and I was talking about how, like, oh my God, like, the first peaches summer is amazing. Like, you smell it, and it smells like summer, and it just smells like sunshine. Like, I equate peaches with sunshine, peaches and mangoes. There is nothing better than a perfectly ripe first peach of summer or a mango from India. It's like pure sunshine. So anyway, here I go.
Oh my God.